Pleased to welcome Justin Owen, president of the Beacon Center of Tennessee, no relation to BeaconCM.com. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Thanks for having me on, as
I'm
always.
Proud to. I sent a very gracious invitation to the Nashville Rotary Club a week ago. Well, not an invitation. It was more like an offer, a very gracious offer to provide them with a speaker. And if it had to be me, it could be me. It could be somebody else, who could offer a different opinion on the mayor's speech about the three so-called myths, but I haven't heard from them yet. I'm sure that's only because the governor was scheduled to speak next, and I should be hearing from them soon. Anyway, what about these three myths? The first one, she says it's a myth that transit trips are declining across the country. Is that a myth, in your opinion?
Well, they certainly are declining if you look at the actual data. What the other side likes to point to is data over the past 20 years. And if you go back 20 years, then yes, you can say that ridership is up from that point 20 years ago.
And why would
that
be?
If you go back 500 years, ridership has exploded for trains because we didn't even have trains. So you can fudge the data. Right. The reality is that since in the last decade, ridership is down, and especially since the advent of things like Uber and Lyft and ride sharing, ridership has plummeted. And so what is it going to look like 10 years from now, even if it's down over the last decade? We didn't even have the iPhone.
The point being, we're talking about two different things. The mayor tries to rebut the fact that ridership in City A is down compared to 10 or 20 years ago. She says, no, ridership is up across the nation. Look at all of this. Well, that's because a lot of these rail miles were built after the time that she compared it to. She's trying to compare two different times. The whole country, yes, if you build more rail, you're going to have more riders, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the rail is doing as good a job for what it was built for as it was 10 or 20
That's
years
exactly
ago.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But even if you look at more recent years, year over year, even those programs where they're adding, those cities where they're adding new rail lines, their ridership is still down as people are choosing their cars. And so they're trying to build it and they will come. That's their mentality. It is the mentality of government, but it's just not working. And the problem is we're going to have this $4 billion plan. She's already added to it since she made her announcement of fixed rail, this 19th century technology, in a world that's going to look very different 10 years from now when that first train even leaves the station.
Well, and then so that's another of the myths that she claims is that autonomous vehicles will solve all of Nashville's traffic problems. She says that's just a silly because there's still going to be a car with a person in it. So how is the fact that there's not a person behind this steering wheel going to make any difference?
I will concede a minor point. It's not going to solve all of our problems, no more than her train plan is going to solve all of our problems, yet it's the vast majority of what will be spent on this project. And so ultimately, we don't know what's going to solve a lot of the problems, but we certainly don't need to put fixed rail lines in some of our busiest corridors in order to try to solve the problem. Cars, shuttles, buses are all far more flexible than trains, and they all will play a role in this, whether they're driverless or not.
And they will be much more economical when they don't have to have a driver.
Sure.
So you're going to see a lot more ride sharing.
That's right.
Relatively small vehicle ride sharing, but still enough to take more cars off the road than these trains will. And these when
they
it's
can drive
fully
closer together.
Yeah, exactly. There will be fewer accidents, fewer disruptions in traffic. They'll be able to flow smoother. They're going to be able to coordinate it with it's not just smart cars. It's a smart traffic design that's coming in the future. We can't even imagine all of the things that it's going to be yet. And it'll be here probably before she can get her last tracks laid of the 19th century solution.
Oh, it definitely will. And again, we, as you said, we don't even know what it will look like. And so what we need to plan for is the opportunity for that technology to play a huge role in that. And especially in a city like Nashville, where we're very spread out, we're very neighborhood friendly. Trains work well in places where you have a large group of people going from one place to another. And when you don't have a large population in one place and then living in one place and working in another, then you're still going to have problems when we get people downtown where all of these corridors merge. Then where are they going to go? How are they going to get back out to the other places? They're going to use Uber and Lyft and autonomous cars. And so we're already going to have those types of things servicing our city. Well, let's embrace that and build a plan around it.
You've just discussed what she calls the third myth. You know, Aaron Wren, the senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, who criticized her plan, writing that it lacks the gigantic downtown employment centers of Chicago and New York to justify transit. She referred to him as a blogger, and you shouldn't listen to bloggers who don't know what they're talking
just
about.
Just a plain old blogger.
Just a plain old blogger, exactly. There is a point to that. I think if rail made sense, I do think the amount of traffic that flows to downtown Nashville is enough that rail would make sense, if rail makes sense. But I don't think rail makes sense for a lot of other reasons. And the one thing she's ignoring completely is telecommuting, which could solve more problems than all of the rest
That's
of
right.
it put together if companies would actually do it. And it would be free. It would save everybody money rather than cost money. It's amazing.
A tremendous amount of money. And so some cities, rather than building this 19th century technology, are spending far, far, far less money hiring some consultants and saying, we'll give you to companies for free and allow companies to access those consultants to learn how to better integrate remote work and telecommuting into their environment.
And even if you
Let's
had to provide...
That. Now, I'm not a big fan of big government, but I would much rather spend a few hundred million on something like that than $5.5 billion on a train plan that is simply not going to solve our traffic.
Right. Load. Even if we did have to give companies an unnecessary incentive to do this, because the incentive should be the savings they and their employees are going to realize and the hassle they're going to avoid by doing that, they shouldn't need an incentive. But even if we do, we could easily afford some really tempting incentives that would cost a heck of a lot less than $6 billion. And that $6 billion is just the start of this. It is not even including the operating costs, which are going to be just gigantic.
And the pensions, and then we're banking it with this new addition. She just paid $250 million to get two more council votes. For the sake of our wallets, I hope she's got close to the vote she needs to put this on the ballot, because that's expensive to buy those votes. But ultimately, we're looking at now the extra revenue that she needs to bring in for the overrun already is going to come from things like the Sound Stadium and the Music City Center.
We're closing down General Hospital, which is
exactly
angering the entire Black caucus of her city council
sure.
that she needs all those votes for. Oh, and the great thing, she said, well, now trust me, but it's going to take about 6 to 9 months or so in order to tell you what I'm going to do with General Hospital. It just so happened that's after the May 4 referendum, and all of these votes are already going to be gone, including the referendum. That's a little bit
very convenient.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin, always good to talk
with
you.
Al.
Let's do it again. Take care.